down here. Thank you. Mother's Day. It's such an easy day for a pastor. You look in your file, you find a light, happy Hallmark poem or reading. So I did. This is pretty deep from Reader's Digest. What not to buy your wife or the mother of your children? If you haven't bought yet, listen. Don't buy anything that plugs in. That blender, that drill, that vacuum, that saw, just don't do it. Number one. Number two, don't buy clothing that involves sizes. The chances are 1 in 7,000 that you will get her the right size. And your wife will be offended 6,999 times. Do I look like a size 18? She'll say. Too small a size, and she says, I haven't worn a size 6 in 25 years. Don't buy clothing. Here's the third one. Avoid all things useful. That new silver polish advertised to save hundreds of hours is not going to win you any brownie points. Here's a good one. Don't buy anything that involves weight loss or self-improvement. Sorry, LiveWell. That gym membership, that Weight Watcher certificate, don't do it. Don't buy jewelry. The jewelry your wife wants, you can't afford. And the jewelry you can afford, she doesn't want. Don't fall into the trap of buying her that underwear from Victoria's Secret. Your idea of the kind of underwear your wife should wear and what she actually wears are light years apart. And finally, don't spend too much. How do you think we're going to afford that? She'll ask. Don't spend too little. She'll say, obviously, I'm not worth much. So basically, don't buy your wife a gift and deal with it the rest of the year. I hope that has helped you on this day as you make your way to Dollar General immediately after this service. Yes, an easy Sunday for pastors. Not at all. This remains Mother's Day. Probably the most difficult Sunday as far as preaching that I experience all year long. And I would submit that would be the story of most of my pastor friends. I think that's why many churches just overlook, run past Mother's Day. That's why a pastor would preach on Leviticus or Amos or Jude on Mother's Day. 1 year, 2008, I preached on sin. That was a bad idea for Mother's Day. This day is difficult because of the huge and the varied and diverse emotions that come with this day. Yes, for many, this is a good day, as evidenced here. A day of cards and flowers, of perfume, of long lunch lines, but lunch of hugs. For many, this is a day of joy and happiness. It's a day of family, a day of family celebration. As I reflect back on Mother's Days in my life as a child, as a teen, as a young adult, Mother's Day was good. I looked forward to choosing that gift, of choosing that card. It was a good day. But for many, it's a terrible day. It's a day of sadness, loneliness, and emptiness. For some, this day is filled with hurt, depression, and guilt. Some women who are not biological mothers have told me on Mother's Day, I don't come to church because I'm made to feel like half a person. One of my members in a former church said, Mark, the best part of Mother's Day is when the sun goes down and I go to sleep because I know it's a full year before I have to hurt like that again. And so for the sake of one, do we ignore the other? Or could we find a word from God for this day? A simple verse, but a hard command. Exodus chapter 20, you know it, verse 12. Honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. The Ten Commandments. If you're numbering number 5, honor your father and mother. That command appears not only here, that appears, honor your mother, 8 different times in our canon of Scripture. Now remember the context. We find the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20. They're also repeated pretty much verbatim in Deuteronomy 5. The Ten Commands. Remember them? Love God. Love God and have no other gods before me, behind me, around me. Love God and have none other. No idols. No idols, not even one. Love God, no idols. Don't misuse God's name. Remember this day, the Sabbath day, our Sunday. Remember this day of worship and keep it holy. Don't kill. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal. Don't lie. And finally, don't covet what your neighbor has. These 10 commands are found throughout our nation on courthouse squares. Occasionally, even in a church building, you'll see them. They're things that we learned. They are foundational to our faith. But right there in the middle of God's commands, it's as if God took a breath. These are not the words of an Old Testament prophet. Not the words of Peter or Paul. The Ten Commandments are not even red-lettered words as words of Jesus, but they are God's words written, inscribed, given to Moses upon the mountain to give to his people forever. Honor your father and mother that you may live long, in order, Deuteronomy said, in order that it may go well with you. That Hebrew word honor literally means to make heavy. Honor. To make heavy. To honor is to give special weight to think much about. This word honor has a unique seriousness about it. All around it. Honor. You stop and let that word resonate in your mind, in your ear, in your heart. Honor. Honor your mother. Honor it. It doesn't mean always agree with. I don't think it means to worship. At times it may mean to endure, but it always means to honor. It's to honor. Oh, church, I believe it is fitting and good and right that we pause on this day. Yes, it's a Hallmark holiday, but it's a good day. And it's very biblical to the core that we honor Mother. Solomon wrote, her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, beauty is vain, but a woman who fears and loves the Lord is to be praised. Honor. Jesus upon Calvary's cross giving us those seven sayings from the cross that the different gospel writers remembered as he looks down and sees his mother. Remember his words? Mother, oh mother, your son, behold my mother. Honor, honor. God spoke these words. Moses wrote these words for Mother's Day, for every day. Honor your father and your mother. Honor, honor. So let us do so. I would like for all women, 18 years and older, all women, would you stand? All women, would you do us a favor of standing in our congregation? Some of these standing before us right now are mothers. Some of these standing are moms or stepmoms. Some were foster moms. Some were moms who adopted and became mom. Some were grandmothers and great-grandmothers. These who have that role, that title of mom, we honor. We honor you. Others are standing who are not biological moms, but the day you were born, you gave this gift and made a person a mother. Maybe you were the firstborn and you were the first one, or maybe you were the last born, but on that day when you were born, the carpenters said, on the day that you were born, the angels got together and created. You gave a gift of life. Mother gave, and you gave her that title, honor. And there are some that are standing, some women that are standing who are not biological mothers, but you are a mother. You have mothered someone in a classroom as a teacher, on a field as a coach. You have honored someone by mother. They may call you aunt, but you are more than aunt. Maybe it was a mother of the neighborhood or a classroom mother to that child who had never seen a mother figure, and you were that. We honor you. Would you applaud these women who stand today? Thank you, ladies. It is right and it is good that we honor. Let me conclude with three simple thoughts, and we will attempt to beat others to the restaurant. If your mother is still living, with all that I have, let me encourage you to make a personal visit, if not today, as soon as possible. Don't delay. Make that visit. If not today, make that call. Don't text your mother, but call, call, contact. Maybe today is a day to write that letter to that mother. Those things you have thought, those things you have longed, the things you thought you have said, maybe today's the day. Don't delay. Secondly, for many of us in this congregation, mother is no longer living. Whether it was this year or last year or 30 years ago, not a day passes that we don't think of mother. Today I want you to relive those memories. Now maybe all those memories aren't precious. Maybe they're not all perfect. Maybe they all were not good. Some of those memories were painful. But they're your memories. And I want you to claim those memories. Don't deny the emotion. God created us with emotion. In His grand design, He gave us emotion. Share that emotion. Dig deep. Think of those memories. Think of that mother. And finally, to those of you, men and women, who are hearing this sermon, who you wished you had just stayed home. Mother's Day brings anger and hurt. Maybe that mother is still living or perhaps deceased. But if you're honest with yourself, you're like my member years ago. You despise this day and simply want it to end. If your mother was abusive or absent, harmful or hateful, or perhaps you are the mother and you are even today consumed in your own guilt of things you did or didn't do or should have done or wished you'd have done differently. I can think of no better day than Mother's Day 2019 for you to experience forgiveness. For you to experience forgiveness that God longs for you to have. It's a wonderful Mother's Day gift. That mother, whether living or dead, to finally release her, forgive her, or harder still, maybe forgive yourself. Allow God to begin to work on this day. Don't leave today with pent-up guilt and anger. Experience the beauty of forgiveness. Now remember, forgiveness does not mean we forget. If we could forget, I think that just cheapens forgiveness. Forgiveness says, I remember and yet I choose to forgive even as I remember. Whatever we do this day, I suggest we follow God's command. Honor. Honor. Indeed, honor her. Shall we pray? Father, I'm grateful for a day like today. A day that's set aside, and I'm grateful it comes on a Sunday every year. You knew we needed moms. And moms need moms, and moms need each other. And moms and dads need you and your help, oh God. As we remember moms present and moms long gone, as we remember new moms, young moms, as we remember stepmoms and adoptive moms and foster moms, as we remember good moms and moms who did the best they could, we still honor. We honor. We honor. Thank you, God, for your assurances. Thank you, God, for the emotions we have. Thank you, God, for a day, even like today, where we honor. This I pray in Christ's name. Amen. We're going to sing.